Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, a trader wrote in and is asking, this person has a lack of discipline. What should they do?
Okay. So there's like gradients of this. So what I would say is if you completely have problems with what we would call in psychology impulse control, you just can't stop. Like you just you go and gamble all the time in Las Vegas or whatever, you know, Atlantic City or whatever. You know, you go to the Macau or wherever the nearest gambling center is. You do, in Australia, it's your nearest pub, but they're everywhere. But you know, like in, you know what I mean. Like I don't know where this trader lives, but you know, if you do that, then maybe it's just like, okay, trading's not for you, right? But if you feel like you still have like some shred of discipline and you can make this work and you really believe that, you can ask people. You can ask five of your closest friends. Say, would you say that I would ever be able to restrain myself from doing X? You know, whatever your thing is, like whatever you really love to do or whatever. And if they all say no, man, you're never going to be able to stop doing that, then maybe it's just not going to work. But if you think you want to work around this, I'll put a link in the show notes. There are basically things that can affect your subconscious based on, hypnosis or subliminals or whatever. You know, there's different ways to do it, but I'll link some up for you in the show notes that you might want to look into that will help you with your impulse control, because that's what this is called from the psychology point of view. Like people can't control themselves. They have this, they're just impulsive, you know, impulsive people. So what I would say is maybe work on that. There's another thing you can do. Get a trading partner. Have someone that you talk to every week at a minimum, and they go over your statements and make sure, if you're trading live, make sure that you're following your system. If you're not trading live, you're trading demo, they can still go over your statement and make sure that you're following the system. If they notice there's a loss there that's five times what your stop should be at, they will call you out on that. You need to get someone who's definitely going to call you out on that. So have a trading partner. The other thing is, if it gets really crazy, you can actually have someone who has the passcodes to your trading station. And so what they would do is, like, if let's say that you're trading the daily charts and you're only allowed to make a decision once a day. And so it maybe in the past you were closing your trades too early or whatever, not sticking to your system, and it was just killing you. So what you can have is somebody like a husband or wife or whatever, or a friend who has the codes to your trading station, and they open it up for you once a day. And then they change the code, you know, or whatever, so that you can't go in there and mess with things. So that's another way to do it. That's kind of like, you know, locking the door and, you know, not letting the kitties out or whatever. Yeah. You know, it's kind of crazy, but that's, you know, you can start with that and build up to some discipline. But that's what I would do. I would tackle it from a couple of different angles, almost like a conscious or, you know, left brain sort of thing, where you have a trading partner or somebody who has control of your platform, and the other one would be tackle your subconscious through hypnosis or subliminals, and working with those from those two angles, that should be able to get you started on the road toward discipline. Also, having a journal and looking back at your ideas and why you decided to do the things you do, you can look back at that and go, wow, I can't believe how impulsive I was and crazy I was back then. You know, that's another thing to have a record and see over time, see if you actually do change. So that's what I would recommend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. Those are great tips. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.